Educate client on other sources of retirement income. Once someone retires, they will have to change their behavior and mindset from saving for retirement to withdrawing money to fund their retirement. This area discusses withdrawal considerations and other sources of income in retirement, cash and cash equivalents. Because retired individuals rely on their savings, it is important that they have sufficient liquid savings available to meet their current needs, as well as a robust emergency fund. Many retirees make adjustments to their asset allocation by increasing the portion of their portfolio invested in cash and cash equivalents to ensure adequate availability of resources when needed, that is 1 year of living expenses. This can also help retirees avoid selling other types of invested assets when the market is down. Investment withdrawals, withdrawing from investments can be a very good source of retirement income. It will, however, require the client to break with what will have, hopefully, been a lifelong habit of leaving their investments alone. As part of retirement planning, now that the client has reached retirement, they should feel more comfortable withdrawing from their investments. This is, after all, what they have been saving for. Planning withdrawals must be taken carefully and with due consideration. The overall strategy should keep in mind the client's expected longevity, how much income they think they need or want, and inheritance wishes. One strategy that can assist a client in supplementing their retirement income is by setting up systematic withdrawal from a portfolio. This could be a fixed dollar amount or percentage. A client could also alter or end their reinvestment strategy and decide to start receiving dividends as income instead. A counselor can educate their clients on the importance of withdrawing carefully and should refer clients to a financial professional to implement this strategy. Clients who have spent a lifetime saving for retirement can struggle with the transition from saving to spending down their retirement assets. Financial counselors can help clients with this struggle by reminding them that this is the purpose of these funds. They can help the client with brainstorming strategies and may help clients feel more comfortable spending the money they have saved. Examples include turning savings into income, usually via annuities, making flexible budgets so more money is budgeted in years when the market is up and less when the market is down. Increasing cash savings. Retirement withdrawal strategies help clients ensure their savings last through retirement. While financial counselors cannot recommend a specific withdrawal strategy, they can explain common strategies including the 4% rule, a withdrawal guideline in which retirees withdraw 4% of their retirement account balance in the first year of retirement and then withdraw the same amount, adjusted for inflation each year. RMDs. A retiree can take the required minimum distributions, RMDs. Systematic withdrawals. A systematic withdrawal plan is a feature of some retirement accounts that allows fixed withdrawals on a regular schedule. If a client would like more information on any of the above, including information on tax implications, they should be referred to an appropriate financial professional. Employment. Once someone is retired, they are not precluded from taking employment. A counselor should definitely be prepared to discuss how employment post-retirement can help clients meet their financial goals. The AARP has noted that more than half of Americans plan to keep working in some capacity after they retire and offers many resources for finding work late in life. The wish to continue working can be based on any number of reasons: insufficient retirement savings, supplementing retirement savings to attain a better quality of life, keeping active, and some enjoy working. Post-retirement jobs can be full or part-time depending on how much time the retiree wants or needs to spend working and enjoying their retirement. A counselor should be prepared to educate their clients on how employment after retirement, full and slash or part-time, can reduce the amount of retirement savings they need. Some clients may be resistant to the possibility of post-retirement employment, even if they do not have sufficient savings to meet their needs. This can be a delicate conversation, but the AFC should be prepared to outline for the client how employment can help them meet their needs. At the same time, the counselor should educate their clients about the challenges and considerations for people seeking employment during retirement. Any employment income will be taxed as it would be prior to retirement. Employment income for clients who are receiving Social Security SS benefits may result in these SS benefits being reduced. Social Security. Social Security is defined as a federal program that provides monthly income to eligible retirees, people with disabilities, and surviving family members of deceased workers, funded through payroll taxes. An AFC should be prepared to educate their clients on Social Security benefits and eligibility criteria. Approximately 90% of Americans are covered by Social Security, and for many lower-income people in America, it can be a significant source of retirement income. For higher income earners, Social Security benefits will replace a smaller percentage of income. Social Security has a lot of similarities to a defined benefit plan pension. Social Security gives eligible retirees a set amount of income every month. Social Security payments are subject to periodic inflation adjustments, providing some protection against some cost of living increases. To be eligible to collect Social Security benefits, including retirement, survivor, and / disability, an individual has to earn a certain number of Social Security credits, which are defined as credits earned by paying into the Social Security system through payroll taxes, typically awarded quarterly, and used to determine eligibility for Social Security benefits. Social Security benefits are earned through payroll taxes, Federal Insurance Contributions Act, FICA taxes, or self-employment taxes. A counselor should be prepared to explain the Social Security credit, SS credit, system to their clients. SS credits, also called qualifying quarters, PT, are how Social Security represents a unit of work to determine benefits. Up to 4 SS credits can be earned per year. The required minimum amount of income to earn each SS credit varies by year. A financial counselor should refer to s-s-a.gov to find a given year's income requirements. Note that the minimum income requirement per credit and 4 times this minimum to get all 4 credits can be satisfied at any point during the year. It is not tied to a given quarter. Credits are accumulated over the course of someone's entire working life and can be earned non-consecutively. To be eligible for Social Security benefits at retirement, a client will need 40 credits, the equivalent of 10 years of work. The amount of Social Security retirement benefit that a client will receive is based on the average of their highest 35 years of income. A counselor should stress the importance of keeping an eye on a client's Social Security records. Each year, the client should check their records to ensure that they are accumulating the correct number of Social Security credits based on their accurate earnings. Everyone who pays into Social Security can check at any time whether they are eligible for Social Security and how much they might receive at retirement through their Social Security account, which is available on the Social Security government-run website, s-s-a.gov. Counselors do not have access to these accounts and are not legally allowed to access the account even with client permission, but they may need to walk their clients through the process of creating and accessing a Social Security online account and educating clients on how to check this account periodically. One of the most important decisions someone will make is when to start receiving Social Security benefits. This decision will impact a person's benefit for the rest of their lives, so it should be made with care. A counselor can educate their clients about the impacts of early retirement and / waiting to claim Social Security benefits, but the decision must be entirely up to the client. Assuming the client has reached the 40 credit requirement, there are 3 common options as shown in Exhibit 3-16. Exhibit 3-16, starting SS benefits at different ages. Because Social Security benefits do not start automatically, the counselor should inform clients that they will have to apply 3 months prior to when they want to start receiving the benefits. In addition to retirement benefits, Social Security also provides disability benefits and survivor benefits. Disability benefits, monthly payments provided by the Social Security Administration to individuals who are unable to work due to a qualifying disability and have met the required work history and credit requirements. Survivor benefits, financial support paid to eligible family members after the death of a worker, often provided through programs like Social Security or employer-sponsored benefits. Survivor benefits are a continuation of payments made to eligible survivors after the household's main earner dies. Usually this will be 50 to 100% of the original benefit. There is also a one-time lump sum benefit offered to eligible survivors of a deceased worker. Recipients of survivor benefits can include a spouse who must generally be 60 years or older, 50 years or older if disabled, and who is married to the deceased for at least 9 months before the person's death and cannot have remarried before age 60 or age 50 if disabled. Children 17 and under, and 18 to 19 if in full-time education. Adult disabled children who were disabled prior to age 22 and are unmarried. Dependent parents who are at least age 62 receive at least half of their support from the deceased child and have not remarried since the deceased child's date of death. As with disability benefits, the number of credits needed to receive survivor benefits depends on the age of the decedent. The amount is based on the decedent's retirement benefits and any disability benefits they were receiving. In the case of a surviving spouse, if the surviving spouse waits to apply, their benefit amount can increase until they reach FRA or age 70, much as though it is their own Social Security benefit. There is no benefit for other survivors listed above to wait to make a claim. Some Americans may also be eligible for Supplemental Security Income, SSI, which is defined as a federal program that provides monthly financial assistance to individuals who are aged, blind, or disabled and have limited income and resources. SSI is offered to older adults with little or no income or financial resources, as well as younger people with disabilities. The Social Security Administration's website has a calculator for assessing whether someone is eligible for SSI. Annuities. An annuity is defined as a financial product that provides a series of payments made at equal intervals. An annuity is a type of insurance that can help provide a person with a consistent, guaranteed income stream, usually paid monthly. An annuity can be purchased at any time, including after retirement, in order to supplement income. The person who purchases and is covered by the annuity is called the annuitant. Like other forms of insurance, the purchaser of the annuity will pay a premium, which can vary depending on a number of factors, the type of annuity, the desired amount of income, the purchaser's age and sex, the interest rate at the time of purchase, any riders/adjustments made to an annuity. Additional costs that might apply to an annuity include commission fees paid to the individual or institution that sells the annuity and also administrative fees. Annuities provide protection against specific risks, longevity risk. Annuities provide protection against longevity risk, which is the possibility of outliving retirement savings. However, most annuities are not inflation protected, so the value of the payment diminishes over time. Investment risk. An annuity can protect a retiree against losses due to low or negative investment returns, since the annuity is a steady and predictable stream of income. The trade-off is that they also limit the upside benefit that may have been possible if the funds had instead been invested. Annuities can come in a variety of forms and, like other types of insurance, can be personalized with riders or other adjustments. An AFC should be prepared to refer a client to an insurance or investment professional if they are interested in annuities as a potential retirement option. Reverse mortgages, a reverse mortgage, also known as a home equity conversion mortgage, HECM, is defined as a loan available to homeowners, usually age 62 or older, allowing them to convert part of their home's equity into cash without selling the property, with repayment due when they move or pass away. A reverse mortgage is a type of loan that can provide a form of retirement income. In order to receive a reverse mortgage, there are certain requirements. Recipient must be at least 62 years old. Recipient must have significant equity in their home or own it outright. Home must be the recipient's principal residence. Recipient must be financially able to pay property expenses, example taxes, maintenance, insurance. Recipient cannot be delinquent on any federal debt, including student loans. Recipient must meet with a HUD-approved reverse mortgage counselor. A reverse mortgage works by turning home equity into a loan. This loan can be issued as a lump sum, as a series of regular payments, most often monthly, or as a line of credit. The debt accumulates over time, but it does not have to be paid back until either the borrower dies or sells the home. If any of the requirements of the reverse mortgage are no longer met, for example, the homeowner is unable to maintain the property and/or moves to a different residence, the loan comes due. If the property sells for more than the loan's amount, then the balance goes to the seller, whether the original loan recipient or their survivors. Because it is a loan, the regular payments are not taxed and do not count as income for means-tested benefits programs, but these funds may nevertheless impact benefit program eligibility, that is, for Medicaid. If the proceeds from a reverse mortgage are saved or are received as a lump sum, then a program's asset limits or resource limits could be impacted. Reverse mortgages are not without risks. They can be expensive, with high interest rates and closing costs. The amount due can become cost prohibitive. Missing payments, insurance, taxes, etc. can result in foreclosure. Failure to maintain the property properly can also result in foreclosure. Counselors should highlight to clients the requirement to meet with HUD-approved reverse mortgage counselors and can assist them in finding an appropriate professional for their situation.